This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Beep, 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 beep.
Wir haben's alle lieb. Do you know, we actually got a lovely, we should read that lovely message that we got about
Yeah, we beep, should. Beep, beep.
Mm-hmm. We'll read that later.
Well, hello and happy new year and good morning, good afternoon, good evening and welcome back to Young Hot Guys in the 2024. Coming up today, we'll be chatting to Samantha Mumba about success.
Her young brother Omero will also be joining us. He's going to show us a fantastic breakdancing routine he's worked on. I don't know if they have any other siblings, but we'll find out very soon, won't we?
Dinner, we track them.
Hot and loud.
And a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh my, is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
It's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
I'm talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
Idiots on the ball!
Now bring us a can of re-raw. Now bring us a can of re-raw. Now bring us a can of re-raw.
We want to drink responsibly. That's right. You can drink some cans of re-raw over this horrible break. Look.
No. Yeah. Singing a Christmas song may feel out of date already.
It's so out of date.
Mm. But something that stays in style. Re-raw.
Irish lager.
I know
lager.
We were talking about giving up the drink for a while in January. Well, let me tell you, don't. Because
go out with a fucking bang.
With nice can of re-raw.
You got time. Get that bag going. Fill it up at re-raw and head out with your cans to the party of your choice. Even if you're going to a pub or club, bring re-raw, stuff
bring
it in your pants.
Sometimes when I go to a pub, I just sneak a few in my pockets.
I used to sneak them down my calves because people don't check your calves, even though they should with this guy.
Hey.
But no. People, I looked like a horse walking into a bar. Why the long face?
They look said. Like a horse with re-raw lager.
Why the long face, they'd say. And I'd say, because I'm sad, because I'm broke and I have to sneak cans into a pub.
Look like a horse with re-raw Irish lager.
Look like a horse, act like a man. Re-raw.
Re-raw. Do you know what I'm reading at the minute? The Bee Sting. Paul Murray's Bee Sting.
The Bee Sting.
Really,
or the
really
bee sting.
Good. The Bee Sting. The Bee Sting. Paul Murray, he also did Skippy Dies. He did a lot of other...
No,
that's a different one. Anyway, I was mainly just watching really crappy TV shows. And then as of yesterday, being New Year's Day, I started reading The Bee Sting again. And I couldn't remember... I started reading it before Christmas. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be a literature guy now. I'm going to be literature. Because usually I just read Marion Keyes and Ian Rankin. And now I'm going to be literature guy. I stopped reading it for a month. And now I've forgotten all the characters. The main character is called PJ. I opened up the book yesterday and it was like, PJ walked into there. And I was like, who the fuck is PJ? I don't know any of the people in the book anymore. Anyway, it's a good book. It's all about a bee sting.
We were mentioned on the topic of PJs. We were mentioned on the I'm Grandmam podcast because they were saying, not in a positive light, actually.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying, oh, everyone has a podcast now, girlie. And they kept getting the name wrong. And they were like, what is this? Young Hush, Hot Boys. And I was like, a disgrace.
That's a disgrace.
I listened to them on the car the other day and I was disgusted. I was like, oh my God, they're talking about us. They said like, oh yeah, we love Killian Shane Tony. But they didn't get the name of the podcast right. So I just want to throw shade at I'm Grandmam. So everyone who does these things, we all know each other.
I think it's called Mam, I'm Grand.
Stuff. So if someone could throw... Yeah, Mam, I'm Grand.
Mam,
if
I'm
anyone
doing
who's
fine,
listening
actually.
Who does both, can you tell I'm Grandmam that we are throwing shade at them for
yes.
the new year?
We got a couple of people in the crosshairs now. We got Michael Fry, I'm Grandmam. John, I might fucking throw Emma Doran in there as well, just for the sake of it. You know?
Yeah, Emma
you know?
Doran. Yeah.
Podcast
Stick
sometimes.
Her
yeah, fuck her as well.
Actually, the state of her.
State yeah. of her, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great.
How was your New Year's? Killian, how was your New Year's?
It was good, yeah. We made Mexican. We had Mexican
anything?
New Year's every year. So we made a crap ton of Mexican food. But it was annoying. We had to eat it really, really late because I arrived into Ennis and we wanted to get food. I spent New Year's in Ennis and I wanted to get food immediately when I got there because I hadn't eaten. And we went into this pub. I won't name and shame, but we went to the pub, ordered five toasties, simple toasties. The only difficulty was like mine was like no ham. That was it in terms of difficulty. They gave us a round of Guinnesses. And then we waited for like an hour and then asked like servers going like, what's going on? Like, where our toasties or whatever. We waited another half an hour, and then this very flustered kind of like ban on tea kind of style woman came over to us and was like, listen, your toasties are gone. They never came to the kitchen. And we're like, what? We've been waiting here. We're all kind of drunk because we've been drinking and didn't have any food in our bellies. Anyway, she just said like, it'll be too long to get the toasties out to you. So she just like let us not pay our drinks. And then we just wandered out into the streets of Ennis. And we were all so angry and so full of rage. And so we kind of decided that that's what we're going to bring into 2024 is spite and vengeance. Anger with people. People who are incompetent. People who are annoying. Spite and vengeance. That's what we're bringing to 2024. So we ended up eating a big Thai meal, and then 3 hours later, eating a massive Mexican meal. So I entered 2024 extremely bloated and full of spite and vengeance. That's how, and it was nice.
I love having a two dinner day, and I love, you know, you sit down and sometimes you see the plate and you're like, I'm not starving for this, and you eat it anyway, and you can, this is kind of a wall you can get through, and then you start eating and you're hungry again. You know, it's a glorious thing having a two dinner day.
That is the best bit of Christmas, I think, eating dinner and then immediately eating it again.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, having a full dinner. We had a buffet style Christmas.
Did you?
Well, it's too many in the house, and we no room at the table, Tony. So we do a buffet style, and I was like, I actually love it. It's like, now more dinner immediately, and then you like, I know that it'll be uncomfortable soon, but for the time being, delicious.
My mom had one of those buffet tables one Christmas. You know, the ones like the trays with like the tea lights underneath, keeping everything warm. Oh,
okay. Yeah, wow. A Bain Marie.
Yeah, Bain Marie.
Bain Marie. We have a Bain Marie.
Bain Marie.
B-A-I-N, like a bath in French.
Bain.
Salle de bain. Ah,
salle de bain.
And then Marie, like a woman called Marie, or a woman called Marie, to be honest.
Yeah.
If I'm a level with you. When I worked in the pub, and my brothers also worked in the pub after me, the same pub years later, all of us agreed where the carvery is kept is in a giant Bain Marie. And the old barman thing would say, go up and move to Bain Marie. And I did not know for about 2 years working there what were the words he was saying. Because Bain Marie, he's suddenly saying Bain some Marie. French words.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. So you just go, yeah, the Bain Marie. I did that for a couple of years. And then my brothers were like, yeah, me too. I did that too. And we have a Bain Marie. Anyway, can I tell you about my New Year's? It started off fun.
Please.
I was actually down the road from Killian. I was in the County Clare also, but at Milltown Malbay.
Wow.
My friend has a house there, and we went there, and then everything was fine. Oh, do you know what was great, right?
What was great?
So we went to this pub, and then it was like, I was like, oh, beautiful. It was like a kind of like a grocery style pub. I was like, beautiful.
What do you mean?
You know, like, it's like, it has just the plain shelves, and it's just, it looks like it could be a grocery shop.
Yes.
Like a green grocer's.
Yeah.
It was lovely. But then where everybody was, we were hanging out with, was in this back room thing that was basically a party with a Bluetooth speaker. So that was kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But when it came to New Year's, they didn't notice, and they were there was no gay people there, and no one was dealing with the music effectively. They needed gay help, and I didn't help with that. I'm not that brave. But it went past midnight, and I was like, this is ridiculous. And I only knew two people at this event, but I said, I have to take matters into my own hands. So I got a bottle, dinged it against my pint, ding 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 ding.
Mm-hmm.
Then everyone fell silent, and then I just said 10. And then everyone did it. And it was maybe the best New Year's moment of my life.
Oh my God, that's
like,
incredible.
I am king of this New Year's.
Well,
I rocked down there.
Tony, let me tell you.
Honey, I've partied.
Word spread around Clare because I was only, you know, 20, 30 miles up the road. But we heard of this legend of, I mean, I didn't know it was you, Shane, but heard of this entertainer who just stole the show. It was, they almost lost New Year's. And the people who were at that party were going to be stuck in 2023 forever. Because of this, is there was only a few minutes left, or they would have been stuck in 2023 forever until this young man. And they're talking about it. There's farmers leaning over fences, whispering to each other about this. Even the sheep, they're sort of going, Shane, Shane, like that. It's incredible. It's happening.
There were a couple down there listeners to the podcast. So shout out to those boys.
One
said, I just got an overcage from Podcast Plus. And I was like, oh, hey, whatever. And then I said, you bought this pint. And he was like, hey, we had that. So that was fun.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, a couple of listeners in Lahinch. So good. Good. But then it all went wrong because I didn't know this about being in a rural place. You can't, unless you can walk there, there's no way to get anywhere home.
Yes.
Mm. So then we left that pub at 1:45. And then we couldn't get into any of the cabs who are just men who drive around called Dano.
Mm.
And then we sat in a parked car for 2 hours and 30 minutes trying to get a taxi back to Milltown Malbay.
Oh my God.
It was quite devastating. Like, other people were in cars and I was doing things of going, do you know a taxi number? Are you? And then they'd be like, yeah. And I'd be like, are you going to drive to Milltown Malbay? Can I, like, stranger yeah. people on the street? I was like, someone get me out of here.
Oh my God. Is it cold?
Well, there is a way of getting around.
The temperature's okay.
They all just drink drive. That's what they do. If you talk to a lot of people, I think that is what they do. Old drink driving. Yeah.
They do. I was trying to calculate how long it was going to, I'd be sober enough, and it was like 14 hours.
But that's when you have, with the greatest respect, Colchis in Dublin are like, oh God, I'd never drive in Dublin. Yeah. Meanwhile, they're going fucking 80 pissed down a fucking country road, like with no fucking, with no lights, but being like, oh, so busy in Dublin, I'd never drive in Dublin.
Yeah. Those taxis are so funny though, because you have to like negotiate with them about when you're going home. Like, they'll be dropping you off to the pub and they'll be like, what time will I come back and pick you up? And you're like, maybe is like 12:30 too late? And he's like, oh God, no, I'll be picking you up at 12. And you're like, oh, but please, like, that's only an hour in the pub. Like, please have like a little bit longer. So like, I'll be here at 12 o'clock or you won't be coming.
Ma'am, like, please.
You're like a 30-year-old man negotiating with this guy trying to fucking get home late.
But they also, Killian, they're lying at all times. They're like, oh yeah, 20 minutes, half an hour. They're fully lying fully and they're lying. Just like, that. What they're going to do is aim to come back for you. But if they pay, in that journey, if the journey took 50 minutes to get home for a 50-minute journey, if we left from Lahinch, in that journey, we went to Lahinch 3 more times.
What do you mean?
Like, we left Lahinch, went up to some fella's house, dropped him off. How many are getting out? And the girls are going as well, grand. Then swung back around, came back into Lahinch again to pick up someone else who'd rang in the meantime. And we just, then, like, 3 times I was in Lahinch. And I got home, like, and they was like, yeah, but it was a big van thing. And it wasn't like with, you know, other adults. They were young people, all talking about young people things, like curry chips and first ride. I was like, I can't sit here and talk to you people. I was like, but it was very, I mean, it was funny.
Yeah, that's...
Like, to climb out of the back of the cab, this young guy just, like, climbed over the seats, didn't wait for anyone to move out. He just, like, climbed over. And in front of me and Roisin, and we're like two nanas. I felt like two nanas in the back with our seatbelts on.
What was the event?
The New Year's Eve.
Yeah. So what was it? Why was it that you didn't know anyone else there?
Oh, because my friend has a house and a lover there, so we were down doing that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, do you know what? I mean, I don't mean to go immediately into our ins and outs, but I have a taxi-related in and out.
Okay, well, that'll be a nice smooth transition.
Okay, well, just, you know, everyone's doing their what's in for 2024, what's out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are tastemakers. We're young, hot trend setters.
People are looking to us.
People look to us and they're like, should I do a podcast? Any podcast that actually comes out in 2024, would we say has been directly influenced by our rise to fame?
People are saying... What have they got? What is it they have that makes them do okay?
You're going to see another podcast with that other Irish-German fella, you know, another gay man and a nerd. And they're all going to be, you know, in another pod. Not to, you know, be so reductive as to... to equate just as a German fella, a gay and a nerd. But, you know...
That is essentially all we are.
That is all we are. It is. We're you know, more.
Sad, actually.
But anyway, we are tastemakers, we're trendsetters. And one, I'm going to give you one of my ins, one of my outs, right? One of my outs is fucking free now. I'm done with free
now. Yeah, no, I'm done with that.
I'm fucking done it's with gone. Free now.
Delete it off your phone.
Delete it. Our drivers are super busy at the moment. Don't give me chill, little, like, I'm your mate language when I'm late, when I'm fucking... I've actually gotten more Ubers recently than I have free nows. I'm done with it. So free now is officially... cancelled.
De-influence. Bye. Goodbye. So long. Like, farewell.
Free in half an hour or whenever the taxi might be there, but it probably won't show up.
Yeah. More like pay me right now and then have me refund in a minute because there's no one around the app. So that's out.
I don't like the way they're pretending they're some kind of transport company. They're like, we have the bikes. I was like, what are you talking about?
You are
just someone, you're a leech. You're a leech on taxi drivers' money. That's what you are, 100%. A leech. When Halo started, it was good.
Yeah, remember Halo that? Was interesting.
Halo was like a way to hail a cab.
Yeah.
Not like make you pay €7 for opening your app. Anyway, de-influence free
so
now.
So de-influence, that's out. Can I tell you what's in?
Yes.
Hailing a taxi with your hand. And then not asking in advance if they take card. Wait until you get home to tell them that all you have is card.
Yeah.
Is in.
That's in.
So hot. Hailing a taxi and then having a little Barney as you get home, because they do. I mean, that's really annoying. I know, but they have to take card. But, you know, I'm not even checking anymore. I'm just like, hey, this is my address. Oh, I only have card.
It's
super hot right now. And that's a huge trend that everyone's talking about, is just...
Well, you're saying what's hot right now is being a sneaky little fucker.
Well, look, the taxi system is fucked, okay? Free Now is not any good. Varadkar fucking, you know, someone said that Varadkar did something awful. I don't remember what he said, but I'm angry at Varadkar for what he did to the taxi service, right?
Yes, feel
did.
That. Yeah.
Also, my stepdad also bought a taxi license when it was like hundreds of thousands, and then they dropped the money like the next year, you know. So they've never really been good to taxi drivers, right? So I understand that taxi drivers might be a bit, and then they might want to be a bit. Selective in their work, you know, whether that's not getting on Free Now or then just deciding, where are you going? You paying cash? You know, I kind of feel like there's an obligation for a taxi driver to take someone home if they can pay, you know. I don't know if it's on the onus. It's so hard to get a taxi now that sometimes I say, do you take card? They're like, no, but they do have to take card, and they all have the sum up machine. So what's super hot right now is me not telling them that all I have is card and getting home safe and
sound. That's hot.
And I'll give you a tip. I'll give you a nice little tip. Now, you won't see it for a few weeks. Yeah. But I care about you, but I also need to get home, and I understand your struggle. It's super hot. That's in.
Okay, I get that.
I'm just leaving.
No, I was in a taxi, and the guy, I tried your little trick, and I said, I don't have any cash. And he said, you have Revolut? And I was like, yeah. But he's like, you can Revolut me. So he just for your thing, you're going to need a backup for when you say, I don't have car, because he's going to say, do you have Revolut? And then he's going to ask you to Revolut him.
Yeah, Revolut's fine. Did you say this at the end of the journey or the start?
I did it right at the end of the journey. I did the Camp Royal special, and it didn't work.
The Podcast Studios is the home of the Headstuff Podcast Network. It's where lots of our shows are recorded, and we work on editing, promotion, videos, live shows, and lots more. As a podcast production company with 3 state-of-the-art studios for audio and video in Dublin City Centre, we can work with you to tell great stories in a professional and engaging way. From government organisations to charities, arts groups to international brands, entrepreneurs to hobbyists, we've worked with everybody, and we can help you to get the word out. Whether you need studio time, you're hosting a live stream or webinar, or you need support with editing or marketing, we can tailor a package for you. For more info, head to thepodcaststudios.ie.
Okay, here's my ins. Okay, thank you. Yeah, it's Tony Cantwell. I'll do them in my own voice, though. Okay, manners. That's my number one that's in.
Manners are in.
Yes. Manners are in. People are dropping their manners, and manners are really useful little social rules to help things move smoothly.
Let's linger on that a little bit longer.
I'm going to have my pinky out at all times in 2024. My pinky is constantly going to be out.
No, that's not manners. Oh. That's not manners.
No, that's posh.
That's waff. Posh wank. I'm not into... Okay, posh wank is actually where you wank with a condom.
Yeah.
That's posh faff. That's posh faff.
Not to be confused with posh fap, which is wanking with
that's
a condom.
That's posh fap, which is wanking with a condom. No, I don't mean manners. I don't mean like table manners or elbows on the table. I mean pleases. I mean thank yous. I mean the considerations. I mean saying sorry to people in the street. Like, sorry, excuse me.
Yes.
Excuse me, beg your pardon. Mm. Love manners. They really help things move smoothly, and they solve a lot of problems that haven't existed yet.
Yeah.
That are not yet to exist. So love manners.
What do you think of that, Kill? Would you consider yourself a mannerly man?
I'm pretty polite. I'm pretty, pretty polite. I would have my pinky out a lot, so maybe I'm a little bit Victorian polite, but I'm a well-mannered young boy. I'm a well-mannered young boy. I think elbows on the table or table manners, I'm quite good. And my granddad used to think, because my mum's dad, he used to think that my dad was like this kind of barbarian because he had sort of a farming background. And one thing my granddad would do, this is something Shay wouldn't like, but he would... pick up his soup bowl
really
in his hand.
This is a whole, you're really going for it here, Killian. This is, you were given, are you a mannerly? No, my mom's dad. Excuse me, this is my ins and outs.
How long
is this going to be? I have a whole list here.
I'm a polite boy.
We don't have a 20-minute German
boy.
Ethnology.
You're a polite boy.
Okay.
Cross your fingers, though, and remember to come back to how your dad's a barbarian, okay?
He just ate soup.
Now, all right, what's the
bowl with it in his hand?
Great, I'm glad we spent time on that.
Yeah, go on, please.
Thank you cards. Love them. Send them in the post.
Oh, you're a fucking
get
lick
on
for them.
That. I not a lick. I like it. I do you that. Are. This one quick books because this year we're reading bitches.
You're reading?
Yeah. I'm just trying to read more this year. Yeah, books.
Would audiobooks count for you?
No, audiobooks are not reading, but that's fine. That's allowed. But okay. You're not reading.
If you're going to read, you have to make a bit of time and you have to cut something out. There's no. Everyone says read, but they never think about where they're going to make the time. So what are
it's
you cutting
your phone.
Out?
It's your phone.
Is it just your phone?
Yes, it's your phone.
Yeah. Okay.
The answer is always the phone. This is something that me and Raymond like to do at home. Clap at the end of films and TV you watch in the house. Love it.
Oh, that's good. I like
I
that.
I love it.
That's
I clap nice. For rejoicing at a nice moment of joy in the film.
We watched Dicks the Musical and we clapped.
Is that about dicks?
No, it's very funny though.
I'd watch that if
yeah,
you had it.
It's very funny.
Anyway, very I enjoy that. And I particularly enjoy light applause, like maybe for a small golf crowd, that type yes. of clapping. Just kind of light. European kissing, so greeting each other with kisses. I think we should. I used to do a lot more of that when
that's
I worked
great.
In the theater and it's gone away.
Mm.
Men doing it, women doing it, all that. Okay, very good. Cake, getting a cake, buying a full cake, even though there's no occasion, just buy a full cake and just have it there.
That's fucking brilliant.
And just get through cake. We've been doing that, into
that's
that.
Genius. Yeah. So like, we're, you know, you're just coming home. Is it a surprise cake? You coming home? Is it a surprise to the other partner?
It's almost, yeah, and you can almost buy one that says happy birthday because that's about
that's fun. Fucking brilliant. Yeah, funny. That's genius.
And you just have it like the way you'd have like something nice. In the
I
evening.
Never knew. That's a complete
you can have
unlocked.
Cake anytime.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm enjoying doing these now. I want men to become like supportive queens, like the women are supportive of each other and say like, and you look amazing and you're so great and you really worked hard in that job and no, you dedicate yourself to it. I want, and you, like you're fabulous and your hair, your boobs look great. No, of course, you're amazing. You're so good to your mom. I want men to be like that with women, or with each other.
I feel like that is in though. I feel like that is happening. Maybe it's just the circles that I find myself in these days, but I feel like as we get older, that is a bit more, it's less.
We do that to each other.
Ironic.
I feel like you guys do that to me.
We do, yeah. I do that to you.
Yeah, well, is that not right to include it in my in then?
Yeah, it is. It's in.
Okay, right, in. Okay, in. Nail clippers. Get a new nail clippers.
Yes.
You don't know that the one you have at home is blunt. You don't know. And then you get a new one and you're like, what the?
Mm.
So that's just a little fun.
Do you nail clip your fingernails or do you use a scissors for that?
I clip the same guy.
I clip for both, yeah. Yeah.
Skinny dipping. Let's do it. Love it. I think everyone should go skinny dipping.
I was chatting to a former scout mate of yours and he says that you were always pushing the nudist agenda.
Even who said this?
David Lunny said you used to get them.
That was one time when I swung on a swing in the nude.
He said you used to
over
have
a river.
Be running through Powers Court in the nip. He
that
said.
Was one weekend.
Well,
everyone did it. David, don't come for me.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed.
He also said you were the funny
every
one
opportunity.
You were amazing at Holden Court and you're a beautiful man.
No, it wasn't. It was when we were, it was our, like, we were quite old. We were, like, quite old. Anyway,
you
that's
said,
it.
Shane thought it would be funny. Like, it would be really funny if we just all took our shit off.
Okay, well, also John Kirk was involved in that as well. So I'm not taking that on.
Okay, sorry. Go on.
Barry Manilow, skinny dipping. Yeah, I like it. Go skinny dipping. And if anyone knows places they go skinny dipping in Ireland, send me a message and I'll go to them.
Yeah.
Barry Manilow, I'd like Barry Manilow to just be celebrated a bit more in 2024. If you ever listen to the song Mandy, I wish it wasn't about just one person called Mandy because it's actually a beautiful composition.
Yes, it is. Yes, you're right. It is kind of, it's reduced to kind of just like a, almost like a, who the fuck is Alice kind of.
Yes, kind yeah. of, and actually, yeah, it's incredible.
It is incredible, yeah.
Phone calls, I think we should stop. I hate texting and I want to do more phone calls.
I love
calls.
That we said we're all going to do three.
Did we say we're doing three?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were doing like 10.
Oh, it was three and then we'd do 10. We would end up having 10.
But Shane's a class. Shane, this is really good. You'd be good on like a spin.
I feel a bit like, you know, okay, I don't know how to take that, Killian. you'd be good on spin.
Killian, do you want to do some ins?
Okay, what's in? I did three because I thought three was the appropriate amount. I also, because we were asked to like do these and I was like sitting down and I was writing them, I kind of wrote them like someone might write like satire. So they kind of came out like that. So I'm going to read them in a sort of satiric sort of voice, if that's okay with you guys.
Brilliant. You feel, okay. And please hold your microphone with your pinky up. Satirist.
Okay, so climate change. Is in. Climate change is back in. It's had a weak few years because of all the distractions like COVID and war and the Agatha Christie trial. But climate change is back in. It'll be stealing the spotlight again in 2024 with a series of catastrophic natural weather events. We're talking floods. We're talking avalanches. Rainbows will be... Obviously, that's not catastrophic, but that's no, that's, shouldn't yeah, be in that's, there. Yeah. So yeah, they're, you know, climate change has so much planned for 2024. Also, it'll be doing its regular favorite that we all love, which is just, you know, the yeah, like just the irreversible raising of global temperature. So that's Tony, you like that one. So that's, it'll be, it's back in.
I do
it's
like that.
In, it's going to be huge. We're going to be talking about it all over once again. So that's climate change is in. What do you guys think about that?
I think that's super hot. I'm glad it's kind of getting back in the limelight a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I will say that I am, I heard someone on Radio 1, they were talking about recycling and doing it properly. And they were like, you know, if you put a greasy pizza box in your rubbish, that's going to actually ruin the recycling for your whole block. And I'm like, then you need to figure out a better fucking way. And that's, yeah, you know, that's if one yogurty pot is going to ruin all of the recycling, then I don't think the system works. It's like when you go to Dundrum Car Park and you get your card is faulty and your parking card is faulty. And then you get on the phone, you're like, say, it says my card is faulty. And he's like, did you have it next to your phone? And I'm like, oh, fucking course I did. Figure out new cards.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So anyway, although I'm here, I stan a Greta. I'm putting my pizza boxes in the bin. I'm not cutting around the grease.
Can I say my climate change prediction?
Please.
I think that in order to save climate change, we're going to have to French Revolution kill the leaders of the countries because they're not doing it. And I don't see another way out apart from violence. And I think that's the only time you need to do violence is to save everybody. So I think we will have to off with their heads, of all of them.
I think this is super sexy.
Do you not think that's the truth, though?
Yeah, it is true. It is true. It's 100% true. I mean, even now, every single... Mm-hmm. I actually feel quite... and this is not particularly funny, but I love hearing on our radio and just how pro-climate... You know, how like aware, climate change aware we are in our media. It's not even like a political leaning or anything like that. We talk about how, you know, politicians or summits are not doing enough for climate change, and it's just in the news. And I love that we live in a country where that's the rhetoric. But you're right, they're not doing nearly fuck all, and they're going...
All of them. It's real funny, because you'll just have like the Taoiseach of the country like just going, like retweeting something about climate change, going, we need to do something about this. And it's like, yeah, maybe you could do something about this. I don't know.
Yes. No, off with their heads. I'm sorry, but like if you're in the way, it's like being in some kind of... If you all lived in a big castle and the castle on fire, it's like, well, I don't know what we're going to do with the fire. It's like, shoot them dead.
I added another thing just there to what's in. It is guillotines.
Stop!
Guillotines are back in. So another thing that's in is religion. I think religion is coming back.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, there's something about sort of the comfortable hug of a belief system that just gives you all the answers. And it's like how, like, what happens when I die? You just go to heaven and you just spend all the time there. And it's great. And everyone you love is there. Because they're also dead. And, you know, what, like, you know, how old is the earth? It's 2,000 years old.
I'm not even joking when I say this, but actually I put theism on one of my outs, I swear.
Theism.
Theism. Mm. So actually we're in direct contradiction
there.
Oh,
no.
It's so back.
Ignorance.
It's so back. Well, we will see. We shall see. We shall see.
Not just be like a church,
so I think a little bit of religion, just a little hug of you know, a belief system. That's good. That's going to
be super cute.
Also something that I think that is in is given out about like millennials kind of being grumpy older people, given out about young people. We've been kind of a bit too nice. I feel like Gen Z, we've been very understanding of like, oh, they were young when they had COVID and it must have been a hard developmental phase. And oh, aren't they, you know, they're really interesting and we are kind of a little bit more, you know, but now it's time to just really go at them because they are, you know, they are, that's, we should do what all previous generations have done and just kind of give out about the youth.
Yes, okay.
So giving out about the youth.
Given it about Gen Z specifically or younger millennials or just in general, the broad stroke of youth?
I think when millennials have now reached an age where we just blend in with just older people.
Yeah.
We're part of the older people group, specifically like older millennials. Like they are now just older people. They're just like part of the same crew. Yeah. So they just join the ranks of like... The adult.
I don't know if
and they just need to start complaining about young people.
I don't know if you guys have ever heard this expression before, but I think it's very beautiful. Youth is wasted on the young.
Oh my goodness.
You ever heard that? Very profound.
Oh, I'd love that now. My hips are I can't shake my booty the way I used to. I was dancing around the kitchen at Christmas and I couldn't do it the way. Do you know, I know the way they slag us for like the millennial pause and all that stuff when they start, you know, Instagrams with a bit of a pause. But like, they're also, I'd rather have that than to be so much of a fucking coward to use my own voice on a reel and have to replace it with a robot voice. That's what I'm having. Some shots fired at the Gen Zs there.
Nice.
I'm just having a little go there.
Nice.
You know, this man woke up. He was
they
in
also
the Matrix.
Don't like...
Guess the film, by the way.
The Matrix Reloaded.
Yeah. Got in there.
No, they also don't like sex scenes or anything like that.
So this is what's in. That's one of my ins. One of my ins is gratuitous sex in 15s movies. Like 15s.
Gen Z.
No.
I want 15-year-olds to see gratuitous sex.
No, I want. Look, I know that we're not going to get tits back in, like, you know, in the kind of carry-on, kind of campy kind of, you know, National Lampoon kind of way, right? Because normally the tits were just seen in a kind of like, oh, the joke's on the woman. It's a voyeuristic thing.
Yeah.
Usually the woman doesn't want to be showing her boobs, and that's the kind of part of the joke, or used to be the part of the joke, right? But in just, you know, a boob or like a flaccid Mickey, I think is fine. Like, I think it's, can we get over this puritanical idea that, like, I remember seeing War of the Buttons and the lads have their Mickeys out and their butts out, and it was like a PG movie. Hmm.
Probably,
War of the Buttons?
Probably don't have their willies in it.
Mm. They had their willies in it.
I don't think
they 100%. I'm pretty sure I remember seeing their willies.
There's butts in it, but yeah.
But anyway, I just think this kind of compartmentalizing of, like, okay, that's private, or this is an erotic movie, and porn is just a place that you go to, a secret internet room that you walk into that no one else comes through with. I think, can we not just blend it a little bit more? Just let a, you know, and not, I'm not saying get porn out into the rest of the world, but not have it just be so rigid and uptight. I think casual, just not overly gratuitous, but more
I really
nudity.
Support you on that. And I think a lot of it, the discourse around Saltburn, people are like, oh my God, that scene. So many tweets and videos and TikToks and Instagrams about that scene. And it was like, is it a spoiler to say what is the bathtub scene?
Yes.
You think it's a spoiler? Yeah. You haven't seen it?
No, I've not seen it. I know what happens, but I think...
Anyway, the bathtub scene happens, and I'm like, that wasn't... I was like, have you never been a queer person who is young? Like, stop. Like, that is nothing. It's like, and also, everyone's pretending they don't have thoughts. This is another thing. It's performative puritanism. It's like, you're lying. It's like, we know you have sick little thoughts in your head. Like, about whatever. Like, we all do.
Mental things you think
of, and your dreams. I always know, so funny, straight boys deny they ever have dreams where one day they're getting, like, ridden up the hole by their friend Ben. Or okay, my best friend is called Ben. That's a weird choice of words. I never had a sex dream about him. But, you know, or like that they had a wank about Bane. You know what I mean? You did. Yeah, you did.
As in, like, Tom Hardy's Bane?
Yeah, straight boys love that.
No, the Bane Marie.
The Bane Marie. I'd wank in the Bain Marie.
Okay, go on. Who's next?
Any more ins?
The old believe everything, the middle-aged suspect everything, and the young know everything. Oscar Wilde.
Oh, wow.
So you're not the only one.
Yeah, you're Googling
you're
it.
Not the only,
did you're you
not,
Google it?
You're not the only one who reads gay literature.
Any more ins, Killian?
Any more ins? Come on, put it in.
One more in.
My ins, by the way.
Was men in leggings. I'm calling them meggings. I've been wearing them recently because I forgot my like kind of nice comfy pants, and I was wearing leggings, and oh my God, they're amazing. And I also think this will speak to Shane's kind of men complimenting each other, being supportive, because I think when I'm walking around in them, I've noticed like some guys going, actually, like, your ass actually looks really good in that, which they do because leggings are kind of like, they hug you, they tighten everything. They're meggings, men in leggings. It's going to lead to a revolution in how men talk to each other.
Okay, nice. I love this. Okay, is there a brand we should go for? This is normally what happens. Is, you know, is it a Lululemon situation?
Yeah, I think maybe it'll be like something like that. Lululemon, but they're quite expensive.
I love O'Neill's. I think like a megging. I'd be into O'Neill's megging.
Like, try and make them straight. Like, we could put dinosaurs on them or something like that.
No, that's giving. I can't say what that's giving.
Okay. Okay.
Tony has some ins from Tony Campbell.
Tony, you done only outs? What are
no,
we
No, I've done one in and one out, and then I kind of piggybacked on the kind of sex chat into what, because that was one of my ins.
Yes.
Okay, one is sugar. Like spoons of sugar. I've been having sugar in teas. I've been having sugars in coffees. I've been eating like less snacks and less like chocolate, but more like old school putting sugar on Rice Krispies, sugar on cornflakes. And I've also been eating a lot more white bread, but like I've been also like deep filling them with a lot of protein and kind of keeping an eye on the protein amount. But I'm calling this the kind of like, you know, 90s after school diet, right? like less of the kind of chocolate, but more the actual. I think you can still treat yourself with just a spoon of sugar, white bread, as long as you're not going mental. Do you know what I mean? I feel like this is.
I'm just with you.
You know, so this is kind of a bit of a buzz that I'm on right now.
Like having a Kit Kat at Suspiel.
Wait, is that?
Yeah.
Is that an inn or is that
this
an
inn? This is an inn. Sugar. Oh sugar, yeah. White bread.
Okay. Okay.
But like not like, you know, refined sugar and not like chocolate. I'm not saying that like that. I mean like proper putting sugar, extra sugar on things, putting yes. sugar on a banana or whatever. You know what I mean? That's my vibe. What else? Okay. Phone pride, right? I talked about this before. A bit of pride for being on your phone. You know, we don't know what people are looking at when they're on the phone. People like go to like cafes with like a laptop with a notepad just to write or whatever like that. Everything is on your phone. You can do it so much more efficiently on your phone. Everything you can possibly dream, you could watch, you could, you know, communicate with is on your phone. We know that. So why do we jump to the conclusion that we see someone on the phone, they're dossing? I think we need to be changing the perspective. We see someone on the phone, think this person's, you know, obviously reading Oscar Wilde. You know, this most person who's sitting there with a pint in their hand and a toastie, you know, is maybe watching a documentary about Egypt.
I think Tony's been spending a lot of time with like AI, as me and Shane, we both yes. know. And I kind of think maybe the AI is kind of like starting to influence you a little bit and is starting to kind of put these ideas into your head.
There is no way. I have never been in communication with AI in that kind of way.
I think, okay.
You don't, you're not on board with the phone pride. You're just going to be on your phone anyway.
So I know, but I want to be less phony, less phonish.
But paper's going to go. Paper's going to go.
Okay, right. Paper.
Like paper. It's all on your phone. Can we not all just have a bit more pride?
No, okay, yeah. I'm not going to be judgmental of other people's phone use.
Did AI tell you that? Did AI tell you
that? AI told me that. What else is in? What else is in? I've already said, public meat consumption is in. With the greatest respect, Killian, I'm sorry about this, but public meat consumption, maybe there might be some other kind of like...
That's on my list too.
Yeah? Is on your list of ins or outs?
Vegetarian is out. I said out is vegetarianism. It's so out. I still will maintain my vegetarianism, but it's so out.
Well,
everyone's not... Fuck it. People don't care anymore. Whatever.
Well, I mean, I do respect you veggies, but I just kind of mean like going in, there needs to be more snackable meat. There needs to be more ways of eating, like not getting some stupid grenade chocolate bar, but a way of actually just eating like 40 grams of protein in a single serving. I want to go into somewhere, buy a whole pack of chicken or ham and eat it like an Alsatian in public. Like, I feel like that should be socially acceptable just to eat that amount of ham, you know? Everything is snackable carbs, you know? And I'm not even going to the gym or anything, but I love eating loads of meat all day, you know? And I feel like that needs to be, that's in. And that needs to be better.
Popular drag queen, Davina Devine, Queen of Dublin, she one time told me that she went on a date and the man said, oh, do you want to get food? And she was like, yeah, sure. And then he went into a shop, bought a packet of ham and ate that on some steps.
Oh my God.
So I agree with you in some ways of being non-judgmental about people doing things like eating ham around the place, but also maybe there's a time and a place for eating a packet of ham.
What if we had it with chopsticks?
Mm.
And you were able just to like, you know...
Yeah, brilliant. Bringing east to west. Love that.
I just think that obviously you don't want to have a bit of, you know, picking up slices of ham and eating like that. It doesn't look good. If there's just a way, could we just like put it in like mini Donner spits, you know, like a Donner meat spit. Can we just get one of them and just eat it like on a stick? Do you know what I mean? I just feel like we would all like to be out and about and just eating a bit more.
You know what I'm getting from you is that you don't like people being judgmental. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it is.
Do you feel judged?
What I feel is that we all do things all the time and yet we judge people all the time. It's the same as the sex thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We all would love to eat meat when we're out and about in a kind of snackable way, right? We all are on our phones all day doing things. We're doing things. Stop acting like we're not doing things.
Mm.
We're movers and shakers and then we take a bit of a break for a TikTok. So this whole, like, I don't want to be on my phone the whole time. I'm not saying be on the phone more, but respect when people are on the phone, they're probably just working.
And do you feel judged?
What else is in?
Oh my God, he's so resistant to my therapy.
I don't feel judged. Well, I feel like I've been judging myself and I'm done with it.
I love you.
I love you too.
Killian, tell him.
I really like you.
All right, two things.
Great.
Two more things. Retro toys.
I love you. I actually do. I love you.
Thank you very much. There's another thing that's in retro toys that look like replicas of the toys that you had when you were a kid. There's a big trend for like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but like it's the exact same box packaging. It's the exact same van. You can get Star Wars figures and stuff like that. You know, now that I'm not vaping anymore, vaping's also out, but we'll talk about that in a sec. I'm looking to spend that money that I would have spent, not on DVDs because I kind of bought too many.
I had to buy, my mother bought, well, Santa Claus bought my brother one of them turtles for Christmas.
Yeah.
Just this year, she was like balancing out the thing. She was like, get him a turtle as well. And I had so much fun buying it for her in the shop. Mm. The toy shop was so much fun.
Yeah.
And I loved all those old toys just being there exactly as they were when we were
exactly,
kids.
Exactly. I love that.
I remember the smell of them. Yeah. I could smell them through the plastic packaging. I was like, I know what that smells like. And I also just like toy shops generally. They're so cute. And there was like a really, oh my God, did I talk about this last time?
No.
There was like hot Brazilian boy working in the shop. And is it ringing a bell now?
No.
And the guy was cooking up and going, oh, look, I just, the questions that you ask in toy shops. And the guy was like the Brazilian hot guy who normally I'd think of as like a hot party boy dancing in a club. But he was like, oh, yeah, the slime. Yeah, we have the slime. And I just loved the whole, like, that's what they're talking about in there. You got slime? Slime, yes, yes. Where's the slime?
I love that.
Love it. That is fun. Yeah, the replicas are back. Yeah, I love
so
it.
So I'm big into buying those again.
Yeah,
buying
that's cool.
Also, I'm wearing vests. I feel like they show off my chain, which is quite nice. And I don't have the arms for it yet, but I kind of caught myself. You know, sometimes when you look at yourself in the reflection of your window when the lights are off and you look amazing.
Yeah.
You know, you can see there's a little bit of light on you and you're kind of a bit out of focus. I saw myself and it looked like I had a big chest and big arms in my vest. I don't, but I'm going to wear the vest and let the body, rather than put on the clothes when I have the bod, I'm going to start wearing the clothes now as if I have the bod.
That's
nice. I'm wearing vests.
Okay, cool.
Vests indoors, at least anyway, you know. So those are my ins, guys. Those are my ins for me.
Will I do some outs?
Do some outs.
Okay, these are quick ones. Signage, Dublin is full of signs. I'm sick of signs.
Yeah, you're right.
Filming everything, just stop doing it now. That's enough. Like going around with your phone at every event of your life. That's enough.
I was going to say that we're going to see a lot more of that with ins because there's a lot more wearable tech that can just broadcast without you even knowing. There's like Ray-Ban sunglasses now that look exactly like Ray-Bans and they're recording everything.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to see a lot more. I actually reckon we're going to see a lot more happy slapping videos in the future.
Ooh,
from
it's back.
First-person perspective.
It's
yeah, I think
retro.
Happy slaps are back, yeah.
I have one, Bridal Crunk, I've called it. So this is kind of general wedding internet crossover.
Mm.
I do not care about someone else's wedding and I hate the whole thing of, you know, when they're like, and now the bride is crunking.
yeah.
She's so crazy. It's her special day. But enough. I don't want to see it. I don't want you to see you swinging your napkin around. I don't want to see the ties on the heads. I don't want to see the grease mega mix.
That's my fucking bread and butter.
Tony, I don't want to see it anymore.
What about a lampshade?
I don't want a lampshade in your head. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I don't want to see any more of that crap. So that's out for
Bridal
me.
Bridal Crunk is a great way to summarize
Bridal
that.
Bridal Crunk. Taylor Swift. I've never accepted Taylor Swift as being like the dominant queen pop star. And I'm just, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. And I think everyone is wrong. So
yeah, I tried to watch your eras there. I just don't like the songs. That's the only thing. I just don't really like her songs.
Quackery. So
I think Taylor Swift is undoubtedly a.
No, please tell us your Taylor Swift.
I think she's an amazing songwriter.
Yeah, I agree.
Anna was very convinced that she was like she gave off mean girl energy through some like internet Reddit comments she'd read or something like that, and her phone was broken for a few days, and I got the phone back, and you know when you're like you type in like the letter T on Google, and you can see like a list of the things the person searched. Anna had searched Taylor Swift. Is she a nice person? Yeah. Taylor Swift, mean girl energy. Taylor Swift, a bad person. And I was just like, she's really only going to find what she's looking for.
Googling
like that.
Is she a mean person? An article.
Taylor Swift, she's in the bin.
Yeah.
Bridal Crunk did a quackery. So people saying, like people on the internet or people having, you know, online or businesses that are like, if you do this breath work and if you are, your heart rate will do, like, you are a lot, you don't know. You know who knows medicine? Doctors.
Yeah.
That's it. Or scientists, whatever. No one knows. The yoga teacher's telling you about oxygenated blood flow.
Yep.
Rubbish. They 100%. Don't know what they're talking about. Enough. Do not do that. We've had enough of that kind of stuff. No more quackery. I don't agree with it at
100%.
All.
If they were actually doctors, they would have no time for social media. They would be so busy.
Yeah. Quackery.
That's a great one.
Guinness talk. That's enough. That is enough.
I've pulled
people still say, okay, there's silly stuff of like the damage and the you know, the glass and all the stuff. But people are still saying they do a lovely pint in. Let me tell you, I've pulled thousands of pints of Guinness, mm-hmm. right? Serve my time behind the bar. Guinness look after their own lines. Guinness supply all the own equipment. They come and clean it themselves. The barmen are just, or bar staff, are just pulling pints in the same way. The two-part pour is a gimmick. It used to be when there's two different liquids came together to make the Guinness. That's where that comes from. Mm-hmm. It's rubbish. Stop saying there's a good pint somewhere and a good pint and a bad pint somewhere else. There's no magic. What do you think the barman's doing? Let's talk about this. Really, let's break this down. What do you think he's doing in Gravediggers? What do you think he's doing in there that's so... Is he doing a special swish with his hands to make your pint so lovely? You're fooled. I love Guinness. I drink it weekly. But you are fooled by thinking there's a good one and a bad one. That's enough.
I'm on board with the out of Guinness talk, but I disagree that there are good pints.
No, just that reminds me, there's a place in Ennis-Diamond we were in yesterday called Cooley's, and they do a great pint of Guinness.
But like, why is there a difference? There is a difference. There is a difference in quality in places.
It's not about the place.
Why?
That could be something to do with, I don't know, a science thing of atmospheric pressure or whatever, or dirty glass.
But some places have a consistently good pint, and some places have a consistently bad pint.
There was two taps when I worked in the pub, right? Two taps of Guinness, and then the regulars would always say, give us another pint there, Shane, from the first tap, right? And they'd say they wanted it from the first tap because that tap has more of a draw on it. Those men did not know that seconds before I had changed the kegs, it was a new barrel of Guinness.
Yeah.
Rubbish.
No, look, I'm done with the pageantry and I'm done with the talk, to be honest.
I think make it look nice. That's fine. That's up to the bar staff can change how it looks, yeah? Do it correctly. Make it look pretty. That's fine. But I don't want, just know, I don't believe it.
Having experimented at home over Christmas with copious amounts of Guinness Nitro Surge, right? And also really pissed me off as well, the fucking pageantry of me having to pull these fucking pints at home. Mm. Yes, it is a better pint than just the Guinness draft, but the pageantry of me having to wash the glass. I would say the number one factor in a good pint is a cold can, so a cold keg, in my experience, and a clean glass. And that's the only thing. I've even poured them just straight in one. The only consistent thing that I've found is just a clean glass. It grips the thing better. It feels nicer for some reason, looks better, and a cold can. But I'm also done with the talk. I'm also done with spice bag talk, by the way.
Sure.
I'm out with spice bag talk.
Yeah.
Spice bags. Like, can we call a spade here? Like a black bean curry from a Chinese is as nice as a spice bag and the rice. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I know I'm the big four, you know, talking about Olympus Mons and Chineses and chicken balls and all that. And I still love that. I love a good stodge. But like spice bag talk, like spice bags are not great. They're not amazing.
And where's the best spice bag and who does the best spice bag in Dublin? It's the same ingredients. It's the same stuff.
Go to a menu. If they have a spice bag section, it's a good spice bag. If it's relegated to the extras, it's a bad spice bag.
They're all scooping the same pink powder from Musgraves. Like, there's no magic here. I'm sorry.
I love you. If you're a spice bag influencer, I love you.
Yeah.
You're doing the Lord's work, but I'm not. I don't want to know. Okay, my outs include spice bags is one. I've said a few of them already. I mean, Twitter's out. Twitter's completely out. Yeah. Twitter's completely dead.
Slay.
Formerly Twitter, is completely gone. And I think it's even more sad now, the people who are kicking up shitstorms now on X, formerly Twitter, you know, and people trying to bring that energy into Threads. I'm not here for it. I mean, I had a day on Threads. It seemed like a positive place, seemed like, you know, supportive place. Mm. I'm seeing things pop up on the kind of for you side of it. And I'm like, burn, mute. I'm absolutely, it's just dead to me. And I hate the whole Twitter rhetoric. I don't like how people talk to each other before. And I'm glad to see the end of it now. Finally destroyed.
Good.
What else is out?
Do you know how much it's gone? Do you know how much Twitter has gone? I was saying Twitter was gone about 6 months ago, but I was actually, or maybe like a year ago, but I was actually using it all the time. I was like, oh, Twitter's so gone. But I would then open now it's so gone that I don't even think, I don't use, I don't open it up. I don't think, it's just gone. Yeah. I don't even use it in my life. I barely post things to it anymore. The only times I post to it is if I'm looking for a place to live.
Yeah.
or like I need someone to, you know, I need a question answered. That's it.
R.I.P.
And I've two more here. Be Real.
Oh, yeah, that's gone.
Be Real's out.
Yeah, sorry.
Be Real's out. I'm sorry about that now. I prefer to be real in my own private space. It's me at the moment. And RuPaul?
RuPaul him herself or RuPaul's Drag Race?
I still like RuPaul, but I feel like RuPaul was always a fantastic parody of reality shows and putting in those kind of waterphone, you know, drama moments, and they had a lot of fun with it. But now it's this Ouroboros snake eating its own tail. It's self-referencing itself. It is not educating anything. It's also quite uncool. I feel like anything new that is said, I mean, it's all bow down, snatch the crown. Mostly RuPaul's Drag Race. I still like RuPaul, but I find some of the stories that Ru tells are like, again, like there's nothing new coming from the RuPaul well. I wish Ru well, but there is no, you know, I feel like there is no new lessons to be learned from the culture, from RuPaul.
And no one new in the series have been good for ages, really.
No, and
there's no one iconic. And you know what it is? It's because it was exciting when it first started, because they used to be like, these are these men who are dressing up as women all around the country in tiny bars and whatever. And now they're all here. But then there's the kids who are like, saw Drag Race from when they were six and four and five.
Now. Yeah. And they're getting sugar daddies who are just paying for everything. And I just feel like it's not making the impact that it once was. No. And also, here's very telling. I thought UK Drag Race used to be the best show on TV, and I haven't even been arsed, you know, to watch it now.
The Bimini season was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very strong.
That was a good one. But
still would love to be on it, though.
On RuPaul's Drag Race? Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Aisling B was on it.
Yeah, I didn't actually even see that one.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry to say that now, but I am open now to a new, you know, queer revolutionary show.
I guess it falls to me.
Hosted by Shane Daniel Byrne. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, Law and RuPaul, I agree with that. Yeah, that's the end. That's enough.
Sorry,
of that. Yeah, no, I agree.
Sorry.
There was a line that came to me when you were saying that, that just you said, I wish RuPaul well, but the well is dry.
Yeah, that was good.
That's just something that came to
me. That's really good. Fucking hell.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, no, I don't know. That wasn't Oscar Wilde, that was Sunderman. I have some outs. So out vegetarianism, I said that's out. I agree with you. I think I feel like I've been vegetarian now for 10 years. So I kind of have this kind of older sort of, I've seen it all. And when a new person comes to me and they're like, oh, I'm actually like, I don't eat meat on Wednesdays. I'm like, whatever. Like I've seen you come and go. I've seen many in my time. And this is, we're in an out phase. They come in phases. There's been two great vegan vegetarian phases in my life. In my time as a vegetarian, and the first one was kind of when people were like going vegan, but they didn't have any nutritional. There was just no vegan food, so people were eating like chips and just pasta for dinner.
That time, yeah.
And then that went because people were like dying from malnutrition. Mm-hmm. And then the second great wave was during COVID, when people just had such control over what they ate and stuff that the veganism really just peaked. But then post COVID, everyone's come out of the pandemic, and they are like, I could die at any second. I'm going to have my ham sandwich. Mm. I'm going to inhale my ham in this public streets. I'm going to go on a date with Davina Devine, and I'm going to have ham on the steps.
Mm-hmm. I feel like ham, if it didn't come in the peel, repeelable, if it actually just came in a bag,
like crisps.
Yeah, okay. And it was just full of ham. I think that would be fine. I've realized it
because
now.
You can inhale ham. Maybe you could have some sort of ham straw that you can sort of suck it up. Because ham is so inhalable that people say, oh, I inhaled that. But ham is the only food that you can really inhale because it's so wafer thin. So just like some sort of ham straw that you can kind of just...
And you can straw afterwards. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, truth you were saying. Truth is out?
It's made of ham. Yes, truth is out. It'll just continue its pathetic run that it's had over the last decade, but now it's going to further expand. So it was like politicians were lying, you know, just the government are lying, all this kind of stuff. Truth is so gone. We're in this post-truth era. But now it's going to seep into just our personal lives. We're going to be lying to our friends. We're going to be lying to our colleagues, our closest relatives. We're just going to be lying to everyone. You know, when someone comes up and asks you how you're doing, you're going to hit them with a nice, I'm fine. Just don't. Truth is gone. Okay, we want to lie to everyone these days.
No time for it.
It's just, I don't know. I feel more comfortable lying.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're right. There's no time for it. There's no time. Much quicker just to be like everything's tickety boo. Planet's not on fire. So climate change is back, and truth is out.
Climate change is back, and truth is out.
Love it.
It doesn't. No, it sounds like it doesn't make any sense, and I haven't thought.
No, I love it.
I have, and it does.
Great.
So, and then another thing that is unfortunately out is comedy. Comedy, I think, is out. Comedy is gone. People don't. The comedians aren't being funny anymore. But comedians are in. It's just they will continue their thing of not being very funny and just talking about things that aren't comedy, like just, you know, mental health or, you know, talking about things that they say they aren't allowed to talk about whilst talking about them. But that, they're like generating noise as a comedian. But being funny as a comedian is
we don't do it anymore. We just podcast
where we just talk about
what it. Do you think I should talk about?
Oh, God. Okay, but mental health is taken. Could you just become a sports broadcaster?
Okay.
Mm. You don't seem 100% on that, Shane.
I'll try. Can I not have another topic?
What am I going to do?
They all have mental health. That's the problem. The difficulty is there's too many comedians talk about mental health, but all the comedians have bad mental health.
I think I'm not going to do mental health, but I'm going to do kind of, and this is going to sound awful, male pride, but I'm going to appeal to the incels.
Okay.
I think I'm just going to start speaking truth, even though that's out.
That's out.
To power. So I'm going to lie to the talk down to Gen Zs because we hate them, lie to them, make them love me, not be funny, and become almost like a Jordan Peterson incel icon, but say that I'm a comedian.
Yes.
And I'll just go out on stages and just say, you know, you know, they don't realize how hard it is for us men, us boys.
Everyone will go, woo!
Yeah, you know.
Yes.
Women get to pick whoever they want.
I'm already feeling it, Tony.
Mm. This sounds really not funny, which is the idea.
Mm-hmm. The idea here is it's not funny. We're post-funny.
The idea is to not
What's
be
your
funny.
Calling? What's your calling going to be, Kill?
I will become one of those kind of, because I think people think of it already on me, but I'm going to become one of those hippies that just like kind of lies about vaccines and stuff like that. That's going to be me. I think it's just, I don't think I have to make a big jump. I think it's like a very little step over.
I will say though that
so people already think of it.
I will say quackery is out, so I don't know how you're going to manage to balance
quackery's out. Quackery from a medical perspective is out,
and truth is out. So I'll have to lie about something else.
Okay, right, yeah.
This
well,
is
we can work on it.
The manifesto will take a while. This is just—it's good to get the ideas out there, and then we'll work on the manifesto afterwards. Hillary, thank you very much for that. You have brought some joy into this world because we have a lovely email, and this email is entitled Peep, 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 where happens Alleli.
This is nice.
This is cute. This is from Shane Bradley. Shane, thanks for sending
wir
this.
Wir happens Alleli.
What the fuck did you say to me?
Wir happens uns Alleli.
Wir happens. Wir haben uns Alleli.
Don't mind, Killian.
Lads, I've nothing witty to say, but I'm catching up on the bonus pods at the moment, which you can on headstuffpodcast.com. And I just wanted to say how much the peep, peep, peep song cracks me up. My wife is German and we're raising two kids bilingually, and apparently I can't escape that fucking song. My two-year-old demands that we hold hands and sing it three times daily at meals, only for me to tune in here as an escape to be confronted once again. Anyway, love the pod. Much love from a homesick Buchel in Belgium.
Oh,
Shane. Lovely prose.
Shane, girl Margaret.
Lovely fucking prose.
Yeah, really well composed email. And I think it is great that your two-year-old makes you all hold hands. I think that is so great.
That's
don't mind
cute.
The peep, 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 but just holding hands a few times a day, pretty great.
That's pretty sweet.
And it aligns with a lot of my ins.
I remember my little cousin, when we watched Thomas the Tank Engine, he'd make us all stand up during the theme song. Like even my granddad, he was like in his late 70s, he made him stand up during the theme song, like getting up out of the chair. He's like, stand up, everyone stand up. We're like, fuck.
Oh, that is great.
I like when young kids make older people do things.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good. I can't believe we've introduced Peep 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 to the nation of Ireland and many other nations.
You did fuck all.
We have introduced Peep Peep Peep. What happens in Alleli to the world via me. I think I brought that in. I think that's where that came from.
What does it mean again, Kill?
Peep, peep, peep. We have love.
Just peep, peep, peep. We all love each other. It does sound like Shane is kind of going mad, though. It sounds like he's like walking the streets or he's trying to sleep at night and he can just hear echoes of peep, peep.
Just to clarify, that's peep, our peep, emailer.
Like, what's emailer Shane. Yeah, mad. Emailer Shane has been haunted by peep, peep, peep.
Yes, sorry. Yes,
which is very funny. It's very funny that he comes in here for a bit of rest.
But I hope the peep peep peep. I can't sleep.
So I'm going to be touring. Myself, me, Tony Cantwell, at various places around Ireland. I'll be in Vicar Street on April 5th. I'll be in the Abbey Tavern in Howth on April 18th. On April 19th, I'll be in the Dreacht in Blanche. And April 25th and 26th, I'll be in the Whale in Greystones. I'll be in Dolans in Limerick. I'll be in Cypress Avenue on May the 3rd, May the 2nd in Dolans, and June 14th for another Vicar Street. And hopefully some more in Galway and Belfast and London, TBC. I love you.
Yeah, I'll go to those, but also come to mine. I'm in lots of places. I'm in Vicar Street in March, and then in February I'm in Limerick, Dundalk, Greystones, Portlaoise, Howth, Dunleary, Belfast. Belfast especially. I don't know if anyone listens to me in Belfast, so it'd be really great if someone come from, if you come to Belfast. I'm in Galway as well, and then a couple of others to be announced. Grimalgath.
Well, I'm touring's out because, I mean, I haven't, maybe we'll talk about it another time, but I'm currently writing a book, so that's why I've been doing, those quotes have been amazing and stuff, so... So we'll talk about that another time, but I'm currently, I've put pen to paper and I've become a writer. And I'm just really thinking, I'm spending this time thinking, and I'm spending this time very scared that I'm not going to have the book done on time because I have only half of it written and it's due tomorrow. So anyway, that's the energy I'm bringing to 2024.
I've never heard that though. Most writers always have it done early though. This, Killian, maybe this isn't for you, man.
Yes.
Pathetic.
But no tour dates for me. But just support the podcast if you want to support me. Thank you.
Great. Bye.
Bye. Slán. Bye.
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 Dinner. The attractive.
I got married.
Hot, loud,
and a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh my, is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
It's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
I'm talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
Idiots.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.